Om Shanti. 29th March 2019. Friday. The blessing. May you be a ruler and create Brahmin sanskars by keeping your mind and intellect free from anything wasteful. May you be a ruler and create Brahmin sanskar by keeping your mind and intellect free from anything wasteful. Any small wasteful situation, wasteful atmosphere, or wasteful scene, first of all, influences your mind, and then the intellect cooperates with it. When your mind and intellect continue to work in that way, a sanskar is then created. You then see various sanskars which are not Brahmin sanskars. To be influenced by any wasteful sanskar, to battle with your own self, to lose your happiness repeatedly, are the sanskar of a warrior. A Brahmin means a ruler of the self, who is free from wasteful sanskars and is not dependent on anything external. So Baba is saying, first mind is influenced and then intellect cooperates and then sanskar is created. And what influences the mind? Situations, atmosphere, scenes, wasteful. And that's why you see so different sanskars in Brahmin life. So to be influenced by any wasteful sanskar, to battle with your own self, to lose your happiness repeatedly, are the sanskar of a warrior. One is warrior, another is Brahmin. Brahmin means who is a ruler, who is free from wasteful sanskars and is not dependent on anything external. So Baba is talking about the creation of sanskars, how a sanskar is created, how a habit is formed, how a pattern is created which goes so deep in the mind that sometimes it is then difficult to free oneself from that sanskar. So it is the mind that is first of all influenced by situations, by atmosphere and by scenes. It's a mind that perceives things and the waste enters the mind and then gradually intellect and then gradually sanskars are created. So this is the process of formation of sanskar. It starts, it's a small thing, and then gradually it assumes a gigantic proportion. For example, if one tells a lie once, first of all there would be some resistance from within, but then intellect cooperates and one keeps on telling that, so sanskar is formed. So lying becomes a sanskar by repetition. If one gets up late one day, then the intellect starts cooperating and then a sanskar is formed. In the similar manner for food, one likes particular type of food, one starts eating that food, and the next time again the desire is risen, and then it becomes a sanskar, it becomes a habit. And when that food is not available, one becomes restless. So whether it is food, anything which is pertaining to senses tend to become addictive if it is repeated. So what is influencing the mind? What is touching the mind? What the mind sees, what the intellect receives, or what situations are influencing, what atmosphere, what scenes are coming to the mind, that's very important. So that we need to filter everything before everything mind accepts. Because once the mind accepts anything, then gradually intellect is influenced. Intellect's function is to judge, to discriminate, to discern, to rationalize, to understand, to imbibe, all those things. So intellect gradually weakens, and then when intellect is weakened, there would be the repetition of this same action, and then gradually a sanskar is formed. So all our habits, for example, starting from Amrit Vela, this is again a question of habit. Murli churning, a question of habit. Food, it's again a habit. Our routine, how do we behave, how do we act, how do we interact, is a habit. Evening yoga, again a habit. Discussing about knowledge, again is a habit. So everything, good or bad, is a result of these three processes. Whatever first the mind thinks, okay, I should do or not do, intellect judges, and when there is a green signal from both sides, it straight away goes inside and it becomes a sanskar. So as we said yesterday, rather than using the word sanskar, better to use the word habit, which is a little milder word. So one must focus on how our bad habits have formed. And the greatest habit which is taught here is soul consciousness. Because we have a body conscious vision for a very long time. You know, any warrior, what is the a very peculiar thing about a warrior is that suppose somebody is using a sword, so he is so expert in his sword that act of using sword, that art of using sword becomes his servant. He is the master of that art. He practices that art to the extent that he becomes the master, and the art becomes servant to that person. So, how this has happened? When we keep on repeating the things, all the wrong things, all the wrong habits, all the immoral habits, all the habits which are against Srimad, we have formed by mere act of repetition. We kept on repeating it, repeating it, repeating it, repeating it, and a pattern is formed in the brain. And the brain, once the pattern is formed, automatically same thing happens. We don't have to do anything then. So it's all about the question of habit. It's all about the question of repetition. It's all about the question of our interest in it. So, as I said, the greatest loss that we ever had is because of this body consciousness. And now, there is only one habit that we need to form, and that is soul consciousness. Again and again, trying to go away from this body. Again and again, trying to detach ourselves from this body. No matter what other purushat, what other effort one is doing, the greatest effort is this. Because this is the starting point. And this is also the end point. Who I am, what I am not, In next Sunday's Murli, Baba has focused on this point. Who am I? Now you have got to know that who you are, what you are and what you are not. This is the most important thing to understand. To rise above all this body consciousness is the goal. And to stabilize in soul consciousness is the goal. And to make this soul consciousness one's habit. Habit means, as I said, a warrior uses sword and that art becomes his servant. So using, this is also an art, soul consciousness. Just as there are other arts, painting, drawing, everything, archery, anything. Just as those are the art, this is also an art. For example, a student takes admission and he has a very less time to learn particular art. Other students are there from last 3 years and he has just taken admission now, and it is his, some circumstances are there that he wants to learn this art only in 3 months, that's it. Other students are there who are doing this sword wielding and all since 3 years, but now he wants to learn that art in only 3 months. So what he should do? Any art. Others are there in one school, they are learning, for example, karate, or for example, boxing, anything. Others are learning from last 3 years, and this student has taken admission now, and he wants to learn everything in just 3 years. What he will have to do? He will have to do more practice, he will have to put more efforts, he will have to give more time. Only aim he should have is to master that art. That's it. And just leave every other idea aside. One of the greatest weakness is forgetting the aim. How much that aim is immersed in my mind. How much I am aware of that aim. Am I thinking of it all the time? Or I forget it multiple times. So this student who has taken admission late, he will have to practice more. He will have to make more efforts. He will have to keep on thinking about his goal all the time. See, any art, what is the motivation? That is very important. What is the inspiration? There are no expert and non-experts. It's all about how much inspired we are. The person who is highly inspired to achieve his goal, nobody can stop him. Nothing can stop him. For example, there was one student long back. He took admission in one old system of Indian school which were known as Gurukuls. And all other students were against him. They all used to stop him, create obstacle in his path. So again and again he approached his master, what I should do. So master said, why you come to me again and again? You have to find your own way. But then whatever he used to do, others used to conspire and stop him from progressing because he was young. So one day he approached his master again and he said, what I should do? The master said, just follow me. And master said, follow me in my room. So master goes and just closes the door, closes the window and goes inside. And the student is outside. He is shocked. He says, he thinks my master called me in his room and he closed the door after going inside. So he tries to see how he can go. He searches each and every means to go inside. And somehow he finds one avenue, some way, and with much difficulties, he enters inside. Once he goes in, he finds that his master is sitting in meditation. And he says, what sort of a thing is this? You called me inside and you closed the door. But the master says, then how did you come inside? He said, I searched another way. And this is how I came. The master says, this is the answer to your question. Where all the way is closed, when all the doors are closed, there must be some way out. Find out that. When you see all options have closed in life, there must be some option which is yet untapped. When you have tried everything to get rid of one particular sanskar, and you come to the conclusion that I have tried everything, nothing is working. It is just like saying that all doors are closed, what I should do. If all doors are closed, there must be some way, some window, some hidden way, some underground way, some tunnel, some channel, some nook, some corner, from somewhere you can barge in. There must be something. So, how that sanskar is formed? Most important is etiology, pathophysiology, how that is created. Rather than saying, I want to win over this sanskar, I want to get rid of this habit. An alcoholic thinks that I want to get rid of alcohol. Rather than, that is good thought, but he must first of all analyze how that habit is formed. First of all, first day he started drinking alcohol. Then he got group of friends. And then second time, and then third time, and then fourth time. And then there was a gap of 6 months. And then again he drank in between. And then there is a gap of 1 year. And then there is a depression in life. Again he started drinking. So over the period of 30 years, he must analyze the pattern. It's not that he has not thought that I want to give up. He has thought multiple times and even suffered because of it. He had fallen in gutter 2-3 times because of that habit. But he is not able to see it. The pattern, how it is created, how the mind is influenced and what the mind kept on telling him, how the intellect got convinced and how the sanskar is formed. Just as for any wrong habit, there is a pattern. Now, if we want to create something new, we have to go by the same track. For example, there was a Sufi saint, Bhaijit, and once he was sitting in one masjid, in one mosque, and the mosque was almost closed, and he saw there was a small window, a chimney. A bird entered that mosque and he was watching carefully what the bird does. And there was only one way out, only that small door was closed. And bird was restless to go out of that mosque, but he couldn't find any way. Because all doors were closed, all windows were closed, except that one small opening which was there. So that bird was striking his beak, that bird was getting restless, that bird was trying to get out from some way, and it was as if shouting, shrieking in pain, in suffering. This saint tried to show him the path, that you have to go by the same path through which you have come, but then it was not ready. It wanted to see something else, some new path, some new way to go out. Actually, it is the same path through which you have entered and got entrapped in prison. The same path goes back to freedom. This is a very subtle phenomenon one has to understand. This is a room. And this is the door. This is one opening through which the bird has entered. It is trying to find out what is the way out. How should I get rid of this? It is trying everything, but nothing is working. And it doesn't want to go through this path, because this is the path because of which I got trapped. How can I go through this? So there is opposition in the mind about this. So it doesn't go there. It tries to go some other way. If the same path, it is suppose lust. One has fallen prey to lust and entered into the sensual pleasures and trapped you. Now, you know that this is the way I entered. Now, I want to get rid, but I am trying everything. I am trying jnana, I am trying yoga, I am trying divine virtues, I am trying service, I am trying everything. But I fear to go through this. In fact, the same way, the same opening, the same avenue from which you have entered, the path to freedom also goes through the same avenue. This is an anger. This is the path I entered. Let me go through the same. This is a relationship which is disrupted because of one particular thing. Let me go through the same thing. I cannot run away from this. The more I try to escape from this, the more I get trapped. See the path, the manner in which you got trapped. Treat the entire, the alcoholic should see the entire pattern. How I became an alcoholic. How I have come to the position that I can't live without alcohol. How I get restless. See the entire pattern. See the entire path. And the same path, use the same way to go out. The same path will become the path of release also. If you understand it, means start, go to the same path. And there is a lot of fear that I will get more entrapped, but no, that is the way of to freedom. To face it, to see it, to understand it, to go within it, to see the pattern. How this sanskar of particular thing is formed. How this habit is formed. And then find out a way of release. But this need to be done at Amrit Vela. If you try to do it throughout the day, probably you get trapped again. This is to be done in highly detached manner. For example, one has got angry today, too much angry. His eyes have got red, the voice has reached the zenith and is shouting at the top of his lungs. And afterwards, that Brahmin soul repents. And then he can't do evening yoga. For 10 days he keeps on repenting. Why I got angry? Why I got angry? Then he listens classes on anger management. Or even gives classes for that manner. So all those things he does. But he finds that I can't get rid of anger. Again the next time the same trigger comes and again he gets angry. So again repentance. So what he should go do? He has to see the path from which the anger entered. He has to see that small opening through which it entered and why it remained open, what was the trigger. See it face to face at Amrit Vela. This was the entire event. And I see this is how it happened. When there is a deeper realization of that, it's not about by repenting for anything that we stop doing sins. It is not about just by feeling sorry or writing letter to Baba. Baba, I am sorry. Every day writing letter. Every day committing mistakes. It doesn't work. One must understand the deep psychology of blunders. One must understand the deep psychology behind mistakes. Deep psychology behind addictions. Deep psychology behind sins that we have committed after becoming Brahmin. one must understand the deep psychology behind excuses that we have given, pretexts that we have made. So, go back to the source. See the source in a detached manner at Amrit Vela. If it is a long time, maybe 30 years or 20 years, same mistakes getting repeated every 6 months, every 8 months, every 1 month, or yearly, or something like that. One must see the pattern, why it is happening, what are the triggers, rather than just making pledge, oath, writing letter. Keep this aside. When you know something is waste, automatically you give it up. You don't have to make efforts. Do you ever make a pledge that I will not enter through this wall? Do you ever decide that from henceforth I will go only through the window, through the door? I will not try to enter through this wall. Why? You don't make such pledges. When things become clear, you don't even have to make any pledge. You don't have to write even any letter. When you realize it point blank, this is waste. For example, there is a delicious food in front of me. Very sumptuous food. And I am about to eat it. I am very hungry. And I want to eat it, and it's specially made for me. Somebody comes and tells me in my ear, there is a poison in this. Will I eat? The moment I get to know that there is a poison. Or should I make pledges? No, I will not eat this. I don't even make any pledge. I don't make any oath. When I come to the realization that this is poison, I don't have to write to Baba, should I eat or not? I don't have to ask anyone. I know this is poison means it is poison. I know this is waste means waste. I know this is evil means evil. And I stop doing it immediately. Without making anything. So, increase the knowledge to that extent. Understanding to the extent that this body consciousness, this lust, this anger appear to me as poison. As something that will sap off my energy. As something that will deplete me totally. So I cannot effort to waste my spiritual powers for such nonsensical, useless, bestial, wasteful, pernicious, dangerous things. So, mind, intellect, sanskar, 3 things. And whenever you have to work on any sanskar, see the pattern, see the opening, how it is formed, why it is from where it has come, make a list of triggers, go in silence, and again think of that mistake, again and again think why it happened, and how I can get rid of it. Meet those people who have gone through the similar events of life. If an alcoholic wants to get rid of alcohol, he has to join that AA, Alcoholic Anonymous, where you get similar people who are alcoholics and who have got rid, who gave up alcohol. Then only he will get some support from their experiences also. So meet those people whom you think they don't have this vice at all with which I am struggling so much. So meeting people, going to them, this helps. Okay, so this is about today's blessing. Om Shanti.